when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you Blood River Radio family members out there, precious Blood River Radio family members, the people who we do this show for. Well, it's really not a show, it's a broadcast. The Blood River Radio is the only white civil defense radio network I know of in the United States of America, maybe even the whole world. Our sole mission is to fight against global white genocide. It really is. And we also try to do it in the way that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ would do it. But anyway, you are listening to, like I said, Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. I'm really proud of this radio broadcast. It's me and some of my friends. We sold gold. We actually had to sell gold back in October of 2017 to get this thing going, get on the air, to get the equipment and get buy up the airtime. And just in case you don't know, it is the last day of February. It's the 25th day of February in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2023. The only name under the sun which man can be saved, Jesus Christ Almighty. That's it. People, since I love y'all a lot, I'll fill you in what I've done briefly for the last couple of weeks. My dear, precious son-in-law, I loved him as much as I could possibly love any son. He was really unique. Joseph Pio Scola. He was very proud of his Italian heritage. I used to joke with him, and get this in mind, I love him like a son. I said, look, I've got German and Irish in me. And I said, ain't no Dago ever live could whip a German and Irishman. But I love him dearly. And he was very proud of his Italian heritage. He claimed that they came over here from Sicily. I don't know if that's true or not. But anyway, he was a great guy. He had such a big heart, I think probably it was a detriment to him. But I'm dedicating tonight's broadcast to Joseph P.O. Scola. We were in the emergency. We were in intensive care unit with him for the last 9 hours of his life. And I've told you, people, I've seen a lot. You know my military background, I'm a combat medic, et cetera. I worked in a trauma unit, the Elvis Presley Memorial Trauma Center here in Memphis. I've been into the cancer clinics and watched people have chemotherapy. I've never seen anybody suffer more than he suffered. And I just pray to God that I don't have to go through what he went through. But I would like to ask you to keep Joe in your prayers. He was a wonderful, wonderful man. I miss him already. I really do. Like, I still miss Lee Cochran. But anyway, we usually say a prayer. But I'm going to do a little bit of something except a prayer. Before we bring our guest on, I hope I don't take up too much time, but people, we are in a very critical time of the history of this world. I truly believe that we're really, if something doesn't happen to stop it, we're at risk, and I know you know this, of going all-out nuclear war. These crazy Antichrist Jews, well, they don't care. They're crazy, and the reason they're crazy is because they're the spirit of the Antichrist. They're the spirit of their father, the devil, and there's nothing that the devil would love more than to incinerate this whole world, and that's what they're trying to do with this thing. It's not a war between Ukraine and Russia. It's a war between Christ-worshipping Antichrist Jews and Christianity. I'll try to make this brief. Russia is the only, has the largest probably white population left in the world, concentrated in one area. And in my opinion, Russia is the only Christian nation left on the face of the earth. And that's why these homosexual, Satan-worshipping, sodomite, drug-dealing, pedophilic Jews, that's why they want to destroy Russia. And that's exactly what's up. And the reason I say that, Reason I'm going into into detail, because if we have an atomic war, you're not going to have time to repent and give yourself to Jesus. I'm telling you this flat out, people. There is a God. There is a God in heaven, and there is a Jesus Christ. God sent his only son, his only begotten son, and his son came. He came, even though his dad told him to, he did on his own free will, and he did come to earth. I can't make a full sermon, which I want to do with Rand one of these days, but Jesus Christ came to earth, and he paid the sin debt. And if you want, if you accept that free gift, you can escape hell forever. But you know what? If you turn it down, if you turn your back on Christ, then you know what? When you will die, atomic war or not. But I tell you what, if it comes quickly, you will not have time to repent. But I beg you people out there listening to this radio show, you do like I did 2.5 months before my 62nd birthday, you become a follower of Jesus Christ. And you don't have to be to any church. You don't have to belong to one of these stinking churches and get out and worship some stinking preacher. I don't care if it's Sam and his Mormon tabernacle. I don't care if it's my buddy over here. I have some friends in Bellevue Baptist. It's one of the largest whorehouses in the United States. All these churches are whorehouses. I don't know a single one that's not apostate right now. Anyway, so the bottom line, the time is short. The time is very short. Please, please get on your knees and pray and ask and repent. Repent of your sins and become a follower of Jesus Christ. Just like the thief on the cross. When you get to where you're going, please remember me. And Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, today, this day, you'll be with me in paradise. He didn't say, you have to go get baptized. You have to say a rosary. You have to get in a search and search a church and do this and that and this. No, that's just a bunch of pimp whores trying to get you away from the truth. So that's in lieu of a prayer. And because I'm really alarmed about that and upset about my son-in-law. Anyway, people, that aside, that was kind of the place with the prayer. This is also February. February from now on, as long as I have anything to do with Blood River Radio, it's going to be Dresden month, German month, Germany month, Holocaust busting month. All things German, all things Dresden, all things Holocaust. And tonight, we're closing it out with Fred Leutcher, who is the man. He's the world's foremost authority, the only authority on gas chambers. And if you've been listening, I'll ask you to go back, I think, 2 weeks ago when Fred was on. I'll give you the proper date in a minute. And because we're doing a whole series on busting the so-called Holocaust. And tonight, we're going to have also my little spirit son, Jason Robb. He's going to be on here helping probably guiding this interview with Fred. What we're going to try to do, we're going to try to go back and summarize what we did the last hour and a half and try to bring this, Fred's going to be bringing this to the close. Because we've already talked about German, Dresden with Paul English, who was a voiceover for Hellstorm. And we've been talking about Germany and Holocaust all month. And this will be the last weekend for Germany month. So how are you doing tonight, Fred?
I'm doing fine, and yourself, Eddie. Thank you for having me.
Doing great, and I thank you. I'm doing great considering the circumstances. I was really hard hit. I had to watch my son-in-law die, but hey, I got to bounce back, man. And we also have my spirit son, Jason Robb. How you doing tonight, son?
I'm doing very great. And I really like that introduction, especially about being a Christian. I think that's something that we all need, Christ in our lives. And that's what gives us our strength every single day. When we see all this atrocity against us, we know we have a God that keeps his promises. And so that gives us the strength to, like I said, every day to, continue to stay in this fight.
I thank you so much. And you know what? There's one thing, too, and I've got to get this in. With a death, don't let it go to waste. My spirit brother, he's my little brother. He bled to death it'll be 3 years ago this coming August. His name was Stanley McGahee. I knew him, if he was alive, if we were alive in April, would be 60 years. Little Stanley was 3 years younger than me. God knows I love little Stanley. I really did. His older brother, CW, I was with him. And when Stanley died, I made a promise. I gave the eulogy, and I made a promise I would start a Bible class for men. I'm sorry to admit I failed so far. I have not got that Bible class started. When my son-in-law died, I did the second greatest prayer, because I haven't been praying like I should, people. I really hadn't. I went to the hospital chapel. They had to open it up, and I prayed and cried like a damn baby. And I'm telling you, people, do this for your own good. I could feel the Spirit come over me, and I felt a great relief. I promised God, and I wanted God to help me not to be arrogant, this world's not about me. It's not about how wonderful I am, because you know what? Like I was telling little Lizzie in the break, General Eisenhower, General MacArthur, Solomon, Caesar, all these people were their glory. Guess where they're now? They're dirt, they're dust. One of these days, you're going to die. And I realized that in that prayer with my son-in-law. And through my son-in-law's death, just like in Stanley's death, it made me, I know it sounds strange, I felt such a feeling of peace coming out of that prayer. But Jason is right. It doesn't matter what church you belong to, what philosophy you belong to. You have to have a personal relation with Jesus Christ. And people, time is growing very short. You may die tonight. I might die tonight. And you people might think I got off on prayer too much, but listen. We're about to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to do just what we said. We're going to stick our finger in the devil's eye. We're going to bust his stinking Holocaust lie. This Holocaust lie is the linchpin of all lies. If we can undo the Holocaust, all these other stinking Jew lies will go by the wayside. People, with that, we got to go to our first break. We'll be right back. We'll get delved into busting the Holocaust. Be right back, folks.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Oh, dear family members, we're going to go right back to Mr. Fred Lurcher. I call him Mr. Holocaust Buster himself. Nobody, briefly, Fred has recognized by the nation of Canada, by the United States of America, and by Germany. He is the only person in the world that's recognized as the sole expert on gas chambers. And as an aside, Fred told me, and it's so true, the United States has the dubious honor of being the only nation in the world has executed its own citizens in a gas chamber, and it's also the only nation in the world that's used an atomic bomb on another nation. So with that, Fred, would you like, do you think we should go back and talk about the reason you got started in this, going to Poland and to Germany to look at these so-called death camps, is because you were the key witness for the defense in the Ernst Sundahl trial in Canada. Would you like to start there? If you're wherever you want to start, you go ahead. Go ahead, Fred.
Surely. Well, I'm an engineer here in the United States, and I've been working as an engineer for some 40 years. One of the things that I worked on and designed was all forms of execution equipment: gas chambers, lethal injection machines, gallows, and electric chairs. And I'm a certified expert, and I testify in courts throughout the world as an expert on execution problems. When equipment malfunctions, I'm the one that gets called in to explain what happened. But at any rate, I was contacted by Ernst Sundahl's defense team to deal with his situation with his trial in Canada on publishing false news, and he needed an expert to go to Poland, investigate the alleged Nazi gas chambers used during the Holocaust, and make a determination if they were real. And I did that. I went to three concentration camps initially. I went to Auschwitz, Birkenau, and Majdanek, and I examined the facilities there. And I wrote a report, and I testified in court that without question, none of these facilities was, or could they ever have supported, gas on mass executions. It is totally impossible to do mass executions with any type of gas. The best we can do is two or three people, and beyond that, there isn't enough gas or the hardware to handle the gas to do the executions. At any rate, after doing that, I later was sent to Germany again, and I visited Mauthausen, Hartheim Castle, and these places also had no gas chambers, as well as I made reports on them as well, and they're available today. I don't sell them, but they're available on the internet as the Leuchter reports. I also attended the Leuchter conference in Germany, which was sponsored by Ernst Sundahl as well. And I've spent the balance of my time fighting the Holocaust lie, and that's exactly what it is. And I've been fighting it, and I'll be fighting it until I throw dirt in my face.
You know, I'd like to point out to the people, Fred had a thriving business before. He's an engineer, had his own firm, and he's paid the price, people. What is, I know you'll be shocked. When Fred, the reason he was in Canada testifying for Ernst Sundahl was brought before, he was prosecuted in Canada for handing out a booklet, a little 25-cent booklet. Fred told me that it cost, you could get him in England, called Did 6 Million Really Die? And that's why Fred was on the defense team, along with Robert Forson. Robert Forson being French, he was, before he died, I understand he was Mr. Holocaust. But anyway, that's why Fred was sent to Germany and Poland to investigate all these so-called death camps. And before he left, I know we're talking about what we did 2 weeks ago. Fred was on, but this we couldn't get it all in then. So he was sent over there, and he told the defense team before he left, and this is key, that he said, "Look, of course I believe in the Holocaust. Who doesn't? You'd have to be kind of naive not to." But being an engineer and a scientist, and taking another team of engineering and scientists, he went over there and he found out the whole thing was bogus. And he wrote an engineering report. I can't read a whole lot of it. One of my prized possessions is I have an autographed copy of the Leuchter report in my safe. And to make a long story short, the Canadian government would not let him submit that report as evidence. But the dumb bunnies, they subpoenaed him to testify in court, which is even better. Meanwhile, I just thought I'd get that in there, Fred, so the people would know why you were over there in the first place, who sent you over there. And then I want them to know that you went over there believing in the Holocaust, and as an engineer and a scientist and your engineering scientist team, you found out the facts. And that's why, this is key, that's why the international Jews destroyed Fred Leuchter's business. Now he's like me. He works as a Uber driver. And I, you know, I work as cutting grass and sawing up and raking leaves and crap like that. Not to glorify me, but that's what will happen to you if you spell the truth. Well, that, Jason, would you like to chime in so far for what we've talked about?
Yeah, and well, in that report, if I might be wrong, but that was around, 1988?
That's when I went, yes, 88.
Yes, 88. So, I mean, that's... that's been, 30-some years ago, 40-some years ago, if I'm doing Arkansas math here. But that's been...
Tennessee math.
Yeah. So, but that's been quite a while ago, and that shows how much hatred, you know, the Jewish extremists have, you know, people against, like, Mr. Lerchner and others who are simply wanting to voice their opinion, give their information out there, because they do not want the mass public to know about this information. And if they do, then they're wanting to try to destroy them. But I remember as a little kid hearing about that, you know, of course with my father, and about that trial and how hatred they had against Mr. Lerchner just because of the fact that he was going over there and just simply doing his job. And that's all he was doing his job, and they did not like that.
Oh, they didn't like it at all. As a matter of fact, my business was totally destroyed, and all of the prison wardens and officials throughout the country were afraid to deal with me because of what the Jews would do to them. Most of the prison wardens and such, they're all political entities, and they have to be concerned about their image as far as the public goes. But, I mean, these Jewish legislators actually went as far as passing special legislation preventing the states that I was dealing with from dealing with me. And because they did that, we've had a history of torture of all of the inmates that have been executed since this happened. The inmates have been tortured. They have no leadership, no help. Nobody knows anything about the execution. The people
wow.
that I trained, the people that I trained are either all retired and dead. And so the people that are left there, the younger people, they just don't know what to do. And mm-hmm. I mean, when the European Union cut off our supply of sodium pentothal, and I said if we use it for executions, they won't make it available for operations. They've been doing all kinds of things, and lethal injection has been so bad that almost everybody that's been executed has been tortured to death. So
wow.
It's terrible. These Jews have no conscience. They don't care about whether we torture anybody to death. The only thing they care about is coming after me.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, and when you went over there, you didn't just go over there and just looked at it and came back. I mean, you did studies. You looked how the structures were built. You saw. You looked at the chemicals. You looked at everything.
Yes.
And it's amazing. Well, it's not amazing, but it's still not surprising that the judge in that case did not want that report in, because then that would have been a public record.
Yes, well, I mean, what he did was he made a major mistake, because he required that I testify everything in the report into the record, and all the news media that was sitting in the trial heard it. If he had taken the report, he would have been better off saying, "Thank you, Mr. Lucha, we've got the report, we'll take it under consideration," but he didn't do that, and he was very specific. He wouldn't let me testify at all on crematories, because I never built a crematory. Before I went, I studied how crematories operate. I actually worked for 2 weeks here in Massachusetts at a crematory, cremating bodies and running the bone cruncher, so I have an understanding of how it was done. And that
Fred,
we
got to go into a quick break, fella. We'll be right back after this break, and we want you to continue right where you left off. So, people, hold on. We'll be right back.
Exposed. Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. A rally to mark the one-year anniversary of Russia invading Ukraine is happening in Washington, D.C. This woman fled from Ukraine.
Our hearts was Ukraine, and we want to support and wanted to show that we love Ukraine and want our country to be free.
The event is taking place at the Lincoln Memorial. It's being held a year and a day after the official start of the war. President Biden on ABC ruled out sending F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine for the time being.
The idea that we know exactly what's going to be needed a year, two, three now, but there is no basis upon which there is a rationale, according to our military now, to provide F-16s.
Walmart shoppers might want to check if they have a candle that has since been recalled. That's because the Consumer Product Safety Commission has recalled more than a million candles due to glass cracking. That can lead to burns and cuts. The candles being recalled are mainstays, three Wicked candles with fall and Halloween scents. They were sold between September and November of last year. There were no survivors when a small plane went down Friday night.
Five people are dead after a medical transport plane crashed in northern Nevada. That crash happened in Stagecoach, which is about 40 miles southeast of Reno. A pilot, flight nurse, paramedic, patient, and a patient's family member were on board at the time of the crash. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
The Mega Millions jackpot is getting bigger. Lottery officials say there were no tickets sold with all six numbers in last night's drawing. That means Tuesday's jackpot will be worth $145 million. The odds of matching all six numbers in the multi-state lottery are 1 in nearly 303 million. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
I gave you power, huh? Well, let me tell you something, boy. If I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, once again, I'm telling you, we're closing out Dresden Month. February is always going to be Dresden Month, Holocaust Busting Month, all things German, all things Germany. We have Jason Robb, my little spirit son. He's helping run this tonight. This is our last show of February. This will be our last program for Dresden Month. And listen, we also have Fred Leutcher. Fred Leutcher, Fred Leutcher grew up in the Massachusetts prison system. His dad worked for the Massachusetts prison system. He was in charge of, I think, transportation there. And Fred grew up with convicts that taught him how to pick locks, how to enter houses, you know, how to make, like, bombs. I mean, he knew it all. He could have been a professional criminal. Listen, he went to college. He became a professional engineer. He had his own engineering firm, chemical engineering firm. The guy has credentials out to Yang Yang. I want you to know who you're talking to, who you're listening to. He's worked independently with the Missouri State Penitentiary System, the Mississippi Penitentiary System. I think he's been to California. He's recognized as the only expert in the world on gas chambers. He's designed gas chambers. He built a gas chamber for the Missouri State Penitentiary. He went and did some work for, like I say, for Mississippi, California. He was looking, subpoenaed and testified in Germany. The guy is a friggin' expert. And listen, this is briefly. When he took his team of other experts, of engineers and technicians to Europe, to Germany, to Poland, to look at Treblinka, Auschwitz, Dachau, he went into the bowels, to the guts of these so-called death camps. They took out with drills and chisels. They took samples from the walls, samples from the ceiling, samples from the basement, soil samples from the perimeter of the prisons. They examined the old aerial photographs. This was an in-depth, an extremely tedious investigation, a scientific investigation with every kind of chemical imaginable. They took every sample. They sent these samples to independent laboratories in the United States. The laboratories were told that they came from an industrial accident site. They did not know where they came from. So that way they couldn't be accused of being political, or they couldn't be, blackmailed by the Jews. But they found there was no sodium cyanide, there was no cyclone B, there was none of that stuff, no sodium pentothal. They came back and said, this is negative, and it totally disproved the so-called death stuff. I just wanted to, it's totally disproved the Holocaust. I wanted to introduce that because I want you to know, we have a man on here, he's recognized, I can't say this enough, is the world's only expert on gas chambers by Canada, United States, and Germany. With that, go back, Fred, I wanted to just go briefly over your resume and how detailed and tedious your investigation was. And then he went to Canada and testified in the court. But go ahead, Fred, continue up where you were talking about when we left off.
There were two other points that I think that I would like to make. The judge in Canada did not want me testifying, as I said, on crematories. And the top crematory man in Canada, a gentleman named Ivan Legace, joined the defense team for Insundel. He read my report, and he testified every single word of my report into the record as being fully expert. So the judge didn't succeed in keeping any of the information out, but he managed to get all the information out in public so all the news media got it. And another point I wanted to make, which is very important and very few people really understand, that I was also sent to Dachau, where there's a gas chamber that they said was built there, but it was never used. And, in the first place, it wasn't a gas chamber because nothing was connected to gas. It couldn't be used. It presumably had shower heads that sprayed gas, but they went nowhere. But the interesting thing about it is it was a phony gas chamber that was built by the U.S. Army under the direction of General Eisenhower. And the purpose of it was to further the gas chamber myth. And most people don't realize that he caused a phony gas chamber to be fabricated for all time that would be there. They got a sign. This was never used. We shipped all the people that were out to be gassed somewhere else. But the point is, they don't tell you that it was a phony gas chamber and it couldn't function even if they wanted to use it. So on that, I'll kick that back to you, Eddie, and see what. And I'll let you comment on that.
Well, I'm bringing Jason. Jason Robbins.
I want to ask something, Eddie. So, Fred, do they say it's like a display? This is a replica of a gas chamber, or they just said this is a gas chamber? And just made people believe that it's an original one.
They said it was a real gas chamber, and it was built. It was built for that purpose, but it was never used for some unexplained reason. They shipped the people that were going to be gassed to other places that didn't have gas chambers. I found this out by accident because when I investigated it, Ernst Rundle gave me a copy. I asked him for a copy of the congressional record because right after they liberated Dachau, they brought all the congressmen and senators over there to show them this terrible gas chamber. And they took all kinds of measurements and everything, as Congress does. It may not know how to pass laws, but it sure as hell knows how to make documents. And it made a document. Now, that gas chamber was wood and paper, and I never saw that gas chamber. Two carpenters that were military, that were in the service, were the ones that built it. And as it turned out, They rebuilt it completely with ceramic tile. It looks like a hospital now. And and none of the dimensions matched. And it seems the idiots that built the thing, they should have used the original dimensions that were made when Eisenhower caused it to be built, because they didn't match the dimensions that are there now. And that's when I raised the question. I asked Senator, I said, what the hell's going on here? None of these dimensions match. And he produced an article, a newspaper article, that was a story of two carpenters who were in the service that were sent there to build a phony gas chamber at Dachau. And the news media had never really picked it up, and they never talked about it. But unfortunately, it's true. Eisenhower fabricated a lie. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't for the fact that that Congress measured everything, we wouldn't have known about it.
Wow.
You know, Fred, one more thing, one more detail. Fred was had purvey to these aerial photographs that were taken in the 30s even over some of these so-called death camps. And if memory serves, the photographs, the old photographs of the 30s and even some that I guess that the Germans took in the early time part of the war in the 40s, the aerial photographs, some kind of way, they just don't match at all. Like some of the buildings would be like, you know, 400 meters away from where they were supposed to be there. I mean, tell them a little bit about those aerial photographs, Fred, if you don't mind.
Well, the aerial photographs are available. They're in a report, and it's in a book now written by an engineer, a Canadian engineer, who was also he was also persecuted by the Jews, and I don't know where he's gone. He's been off the grid now for some time. But he compiled all these aerial photographs, and they're available to us. And we look at some of the camps, particularly the so-called transit camps, where they say they did some limited gassings. None of the buildings were there. None of the stocks were there. Nothing was there that they would have needed to accomplish this. They didn't even have barracks because they didn't even hold the people overnight. They were switched to new trains and shipped right out again. All they had was a shower room and a delousing facility where they deloused the clothes, getting their clothes back, and kicked them on another train going somewhere. These local camps were actually railheads, and they had lists of people. They needed carpenters, they needed plumbers, they needed electricians, whatever they needed, they shipped them to the various camps. So these aerial photos tell us a lot. At the so-called original Auschwitz facility, there's a huge chimney in the back of it that was never connected, and they've been fighting over it, saying, did the Russians build this? Who built it? Well, they said that it was just somebody disconnected it. Well, the chimney was never built, was never part of the facility. All of the crematories, all of the furnaces that were built there all had their own flues on top of the roof. And you can look at the aerial photographs, or you can go on the roof today and you can touch these flues. So they didn't need a massive chimney like that. That was just publicity to make it look like something terrible happened there. Mm-hmm. And they say, so actually what happened is they didn't use the chimney. I don't know who built it. I assume it was built by the Russians because it has no practical use at all. And they say that.
Well, Fred, I hear the music, but when we come back, I'll make a quick comment. When we come back, we're going to go to Jason, because Jason has an interesting story I know that he might not even be thinking about right now. Be right back, folks.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Well, dear Blood River Radio audience, I cannot believe this. Like I said, we're closing out Germany, everything Germans, Dresden month, Holocaust month, etc. And we have a caller, Chris. He wants to ask. I think he wants to ask Fred a question. How you doing? How you doing, Chris?
Good. Enjoying your show. I agree with pretty much everything you've said. I would also like you to. I know this is kind of a sideline to what you're talking about today. I'd like you to talk about the ethnicity of Adolf Hitler, because I believe that he was at least a quarter Jew, but I believe there's more to that story than just that. But I would like more information on what Fred has uncovered.
Sure, I can tell you the fact that Adolf Hitler had some Jewish blood in him is just a Jewish lie. I can tell you flat out he had zero Jewish blood in him. So just get that lie out of your head. That's all that is. It's a stinking Jew lie. And with that, would you have any questions you'd like to ask Fred?
I want more information on the subject so I can do some research.
Fred, give me all the information you have, fella.
Well, I think he asked about a website. My website is fredlucia.com. And if you go on that, there's a considerable amount of evidence and information on the website.
And how do you spell the last name?
L-E-U-C-H-E-E-R. And it's pronounced in English, Lucia, and in German, Leuchter.
Okay.
I have not written a book.
Okay. No, the website should be sufficient. L-E-U-C-H-E-E-R?
C-H-E as in Thomas, E-R. Fred Leuchter.
Oh, Leuchter. Okay. Great. I will look it up. Thank you, Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Do not fall for those stinking Jewish lies, brother. Jason, would you like to tone in on what we've got about? We said I got about 10 minutes. So Jason, would you like to tune in now?
Well, he was talking about the aerial photographs, before, I guess, before the war, and then after, and how the ones after the war, there's more actually, buildings that popped up or other structures that were not originally there. It's not really a question per se, but, the reason they so much don't want, gentlemen like Lorsner to be speaking out in public, to voice his opinion as well as others on this subject is because they want this lie to continue in order to give sympathy to the Jews. know, we're looking at, you know, 70 years now since World War II, and, you know, you got several new generations, and they have to constantly pump this lie about, you know, 6 million Jews were, you know, were killed and annihilated with gas chambers by Germany, and they constantly have to do that, and that's why they don't want people to talk about, well, where is the evidence? And because they, it causes sympathy towards the Jews, and that's what they want to continue to do that. And so that's why they don't even want debates. They don't want people to talk about it or provide information, because they know that their system would start cracking on this lie if they were being exposed.
So true, so true. You know, and they will. You know what? There's a old adage or an old saying that's about these Jews. They never forgive. They never forget. They operate by deception. You know, and you're so right. You know what? Every nation, and just about every nation in Europe, has been bled white, especially Germany. They've even tried to bleed the Swiss. You're so right there, Jason. The Jews have got, it's a trillion-dollar industry. That's why they call it the Holocaust right. industry. I mean, it's just, I wish we had time to go into something I've brought up a few times before, into the transfer agreement between Hitler and international Jewry. But with that, you know, hey, Fred, I guess we'll go back to you. And try to sum it up, this thing. We still have got about 8 minutes to try to push this in a nutshell. Let's talk about a little bit. So you went, let's go back to the trial. When you got back to the trial, okay, well, let me put this together here. Okay, the reason we have Fred Leutcher in this, our last show, Fred was the key defense witness in the Ersundel trial, and the reason Ersundel trial was, again, was the reason why he was having a trial. He was a Canadian citizen, a wonderful man, an artist, and he merely put out this booklet called Did 6 Million Die? And, I mean, in the international Jews, the Jews in Canada especially, they went crazy about this booklet, because I've never seen one, but I can assume it asked a series of questions that couldn't be reasonably answered with reasonable answers, if you know, explaining why the Holocaust happened. You know, for instance, how did you cremate this many million Jews, when in previous shows, Fred has testified, you will not believe how much energy it takes, how much coal, gas, et cetera, it takes to cremate one body. And you really can't, even if you cremate him down to the bone, you can't, the bones are still there. You can't cremate the bones. They have to have bone crushers. But, you know, so when Fred went back, he was sent, Ersundel on trial in Canada for distributing this leaflet, the 6 million really die. The international Jews tried to punish him, tried to do away with him. And so Fred, this is kind of a summary, Fred Leutcher, the world's foremost expert on gas chambers, went to Europe, went to Poland, went to Germany, brought all this evidence back to Canada, and really they disproved Fred, and the defense team slaughtered the prosecution's witnesses, just absolutely slaughtered them. Okay, so it was trial for all practical purposes, showed any reasonable person that the Holocaust was a hoax. They should call it the Hoaxacost. But anyway, that, Fred, tell us a little bit what happened after the trial, after you were done testifying, went back to your business, no more business. Go tell us a little bit what happened after the trial. What happened to you and what happened to Ersundel?
If you
have any comments, Jason, you come in anytime you want
sure.
to.
It took the Jews a number of months to mobilize, and Ernst kept asking me, have you had any repercussions? And I said, no, he kept asking me. But then when they came hot and heavy. I got death threats. You wouldn't believe the stuff that happened. They firebombed my house. They did all kinds of things to me. And the B'nai B'rith actually put out a white paper, which they didn't explain what they were talking about. But they said I made the gas chambers that were used by the Nazis in Poland at Auschwitz and Birkenau. I had a Jewish gentleman call up from the West Coast to tell me about it. And I asked him, I said, would you send me a copy of the white paper? Because I said, I must have been one precocious child because I was actually 2 years old at the time these things were allegedly operating. So, I mean, they did all kinds of things. They, the Klausfelds, which were Nazi hunters, they were the ones that that caught. They were instrumental in the capture of Klaus Barbie and them sending him to Israel. They came over here, and I mean, the two husband and wife were Nazi hunters. They came over here after me, and it was unbelievable. I was on trial. I was on trial for a year and a half for practicing without a license. And you don't need to be licensed as an engineer in any state. You only have a license if you certify blueprints. And they actually had, I was notified by the state police in Massachusetts to be careful. I was actually being followed by two Mossad agents, and I cornered them in a little bit of a rural section in England, in Malden here, which there wasn't enough room to turn their car around. They were driving a large limo with windows, and I drove them off at gunpoint. But I mean, it was just unbelievable. They stayed away from me after this, but I have no idea what they were here and what they were doing. I think they were just trying to intimidate and frighten me. And instead, it worked the other way because I mean, they were lucky they didn't have an international incident with a shootout with me here in Malden. You know, that would have been really interesting. But the
reason they do that is because they want, not only do they want to instill fear, but they want to instill fear into other people, potential people who will want to question the Holocaust. And so it's basically, it was kind of a, to me, it's more of a like a demonstration, like this is what we're going to do to him, and this is who we'll do to anybody who comes after us.
Right. Well, yeah. In addition to that, the Attorney General in the state of Arkansas actually put out a notice. These police officials put out notices that they send around the country, and they actually notified all the prison officials and all of the state police organizations in the United States that I was running a scam, and I contacted the Department of Correction. If they didn't buy an execution machine off me, I would testify for somebody that was being executed and say that the equipment was no good. And of course, that's ridiculous. I never worked for a private party that was going to be executed. I never worked for their lawyers. The only thing that I've done is I testified in court as an expert, but I've worked for the states themselves when they're trying to sort out what happened with their equipment. And after examining the equipment, they bring me into court as an expert witness to testify and require that the Department of Correction correct the problem. I testified in Florida on the execution of Jesse Tafaro. That poor man, they set his head on fire, and they boiled his blood before they killed him. So some of the things that they did, but the problem is the Jews have interfered with everybody, and almost everybody that's being executed now stands a good chance of being tortured. And you know, they have no conscience for that. You know, they should at least allow the states to get the information, but they've tried to discredit me. They didn't succeed in doing that, but they did succeed in frightening everybody from dealing with me. So it doesn't matter how they did it. The problem is they're still causing inmates to be tortured.
Sure.
Well, you know, Fred, before we go,
go ahead.
We're almost out of time. Before we go, and by the way, Jason, I want you to hold on for the second hour because we didn't have enough time. I want you to come on the second hour to tell the people about the Christian conference that's going to be up there in Arkansas for April or so. So hang on, Jason, for a few minutes for the second hour. Fred, we've run completely out of time, brother. We'll have you on again, hopefully every February, maybe before that, if anything else comes up about the Holocaust. But thank you so much, Fred, for coming on. I wish we had more time. But that's about, we did an hour and a half the last time you were with us, I think, hour 15 minutes. So God, thank you so much, Fred. Thank you much, Blood River Radio family. We're getting ready to transition into the second hour. We're going to talk about the Christian conference we're going to be having at the Christian Center over in Arkansas. Jason's going to tell you more about that in the second hour. Be right back, folks.